30-minute reviews, beware of spoilers, and exploring hyperspace lanes are all available ad-free. But if you want to support the show, you can go to bewareofspoilers.com and click the support button that's available on the Spotify website. Thank you. Good morning and welcome to Beware of Spoilers. I am Adam and I'm tired. You know, it is Friday. It's Good Friday for some denomination of Christian out there. And Easter's this weekend and we will be, you know, there's going to be no 30-minute reviews this week or this coming week because of Easter, but we are going to be catching up with the backlog pile. I know I'm a little behind. I've been busy. But yeah, I mean, let's talk about X-Men 97, Episode 3, which I really enjoyed. I like how they're digging in on, and I think the X-Men TV show has always done this. They've always dug in and done kind of faithful adaptations of some of the weirder concepts in X-Men comics, which I don't have a problem with. I'm totally on board for all of this. But the thing that this made me realize is that 100% Mr. Sinister is the direction they're going in when the X-Men come to the MCU. I don't think there's a chance that they go in any other direction. Because I think that, as a villain, Mr. Sinister is probably one of the bigger ones for the X-Men. At this point, like, Apocalypse has been relegated to the role of, like, alright, we need to show how strong someone is so Apocalypse can come in and get the shit kicked out of him. Like, what was the one I was reading? I don't think it was that recent, actually. Where it's like, I mean, Thanos is kind of the same way now, like, especially in the animated stuff for Marvel Studios on What If. He kind of is just like, look at how powerful this new guy is, because you know how powerful Thanos was in Infinity War and Endgame, and he's getting his ass kicked by all these other people. Like, he gets zombified, he gets, you know, what's it called, he gets killed immediately by Ultron with most of the Infinity Stones. Like, things like that are all kind of, you know, interesting, like, that they do that. And Apocalypse is kind of the same way. So, it would be, I think that going with Mr. Sinister is an interesting route, and I think that that's kind of what this episode kind of telegraphed to me more than anything else. The fact that Mr. Sinister was the one who created the clone of Jean, the clone of Jean was the one. And, look, going from this to immediately going over and watching Rick and Morty and watching the episode where Space Beth comes back for the first time, and it's her and Earth Beth having the, they don't know who's the clone, like, that, it kind of paired kind of well in a weird way, but regardless, you know, I enjoyed the episode. I think there's a lot of visuals here that are really cool, like, anything happening in, with the X-Men was a really cool visual. Having the alternate Jean be the Goblin Queen, that was a pretty cool thing, too. And have her take over as Madeline Pryor after. And I think by the end of the season, we see her come back. I don't see the end of her. The fight scene with the, like, I'm always a sucker for if they can make stained glass fights look great, and they did that here, and that looked really good. And again, I just think I'm in awe with this show about is the fact that they managed to, on a weekly basis, recreate the aesthetic. I mean, we're only on the second week of them being out, but it recreates the aesthetic of a 90s animated cartoon, down to, like, the little, like, subtle nuances in, like, scoring and in voice acting and things like that, where if this aired 25 years ago, I would not be surprised. But it's one of those things where, like, it just looks like an HD version of that. And that's really impressive to me. That they managed to all the aesthetic as well as they did. Not that I thought that they wouldn't. Like, there was a genuine concern when they announced that this is going to be another one of those, like the same style as, what's it called? The same style as, what's it called? As X-Men, not as What If. And I was like, I don't know. I think for What If, like, it's a cool thing for What If. I don't know if it works for everything. I do like, too, the Marvel Animation logo appears to be showing Marvel Studios taking credit for everything that came before it. Like, they're showing clips from, like, X-Men, you know, the original animated series. They're showing clips from, like, Spider-Man. And I'm like, I don't think most of these were out when the animation wing of Marvel Studios was founded, like, 5 years ago. But you do you, buddy, I guess. Like, it is what it is. What else have we got? I really liked the, you know, just all of that was kind of cool. I'm like, did I, like, misinterpret that where it's like, okay, Nathan, you hang out in this bog now, have fun. Like, infant. Like, I didn't particularly care for that. I was like, oh, well, there's nothing the X-Men could have done to help this kid. But regardless, you know, I enjoyed it. I think this is a strong show. I would argue this is probably the, you know, the strongest of, I mean, definitely stronger than most seasons of What If so far. And I enjoy it more than I Am Groot. I Am Groot being what it is. That said, I mean, I think this is definitely the strongest outing. What else have we got? I think that's it. I'm going to keep this kind of short, because the episodes are kind of short. And this felt like culminating last week's cliffhanger and setting up Mr. Sinister as a villain who will be back later on down the line. I think we're getting into a very sinister world in this, and we're going to have him. Marvel is going to have Mr. Sinister around for a while, I feel like. Because that's a character that I feel like they're going to want to use. And it'll be interesting to see how and when they use him. But yeah, we'll wrap up there for today. Later today, we'll be talking about Godzilla and Kong, the New Empire, which is in theaters today. I'm going later this afternoon. And then tomorrow, we'll be doing In the Land of Saints and Sinners, the new movie with Carrie Condon and, what's it called, and Liam Neeson, the Irish Taken movie in the 70s. So we'll talk about that tomorrow. I think we'll be talking about that tomorrow. But we'll wrap up there for today. Until our next episode, have a great rest of your week.